every morning when you wake up. You know, you look at the weather and you don't see anything but, you know, 101, 102 for 7-day outlook. And like I said, every day it goes on, it's more money out of our pocket.
Mark Scott looks out over a chunk of his property, 500 acres in this location near Riesel, and sees plenty signs of the drought. There are cracks in the ground 8 inches deep, precious few blades of green grass, and horses already resting in the shade to escape the heat, even though it's barely 9:30 in the morning. Over west of McGregor, Kevin Huffman is busy operating his large farm near the Coryell County line.
Harvesting business, and we've got a trucking business where we deliver feed to the dairies. Three boys and wife, we basically take care of all the finances and stuff.
As he goes about the day-to-day business, he's constantly thinking long-term about different scenarios that could play out amidst the drought. He's got his employees, customers, and the future of the farm that his parents started on his mind.
You got to be prepared, and if it's going to stay dry, what are we going to do? You know, that was my guy on the phone. He's out looking for some more work, you know, to find us something else to do, to keep the guys busy, keep the equipment moving, and try to come up with some money to pay the make the equipment payments and keep the bank and everybody else happy.
Scott and Huffman are two voices we'll hear in the coming days and weeks as we examine the drought on 103.3 FM, but they're just two voices of many in an area looking towards the sky, thinking about the future, and fighting to keep up with the daily demands of agriculture. Livestock that need fed, land that desperately needs water, and bills that come due, whether the rain falls or not. And of course, the rain has not been falling. The total was just 6.53 inches statewide this year through June, the lowest amount in history. Gene Hall of the Texas Farm Bureau says all comparisons to the major historical droughts are accurate.
The drought that everyone points to as being kind of a watershed drought is that of the 50s, which lasted for the better part of 7 years. However, in 2006, you know, inflation and everything else, in terms of dollar value, the 2006 drought holds the record, $4 billion in damage. We're at three right now, and we're just really getting started. So the chances of this drought of 2011 being the worst ever are pretty high right now. I have talked to numerous farmers and ranchers across the entire state, and there's virtually no part of the state untouched.
Hall points out that what makes this drought worse is the dearth of rain being spread across every season. Other recent droughts at least saw some seasons that weren't so bad. But when there was very little rain last winter, and almost none of the desperately needed spring rains to speak of, Hall said farmers and ranchers knew to prepare for the worst.
So we entered the period when the beginning of summer, with very little in the way of a soil moisture profile, I mean powder dry, big cracks in the ground. Some corn was planted, some did not plant at all, waiting for the rain that never came. So the corn crop is going to be in pretty miserable condition. Some people made a little bit of a wheat crop if they were fortunate enough to be under one of those showers from time to time, but for the most part, the wheat crop was toast, if I can use that metaphor. So it's a pretty grim year.
Mark Scott echoes Hall's sentiments. He's seen a snowball effect that has hampered his ability to grow the hay needed to feed his herd.
Number one, we didn't get the spring rains, and usually we'll have spring rains, and we'll have enough grass, rye grass and oats to that we can bale up, and that usually will hold us for a long time. This year we didn't have any of that. We didn't have any spring growth at all, and so not only were the cows eating it down to the ground, there was nothing to bale there either.
Mark is president of the McLennan County Farm Bureau. He raises mother cows and bales hay, which he sells to farmers throughout Texas. Tomorrow we'll hear more about what this drought means for him and the farmers he serves across the county. For KWBU News, I'm Derek Smith.